vítací, šanovní rádiosluchači, na rádiopredáču Náš hlas, rádio ukrajinského koreňa. S vámi Pavlína Makori, ďakujú, že rýšle prebúte zi mnoju na stupnú hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Náš hlas Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Makori, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. I've prepared a special program for this week as I will be in Ukraine until August 4th on a fact-finding mission with a Calgary-based charity, Heart. And this is a Christian organization serving the poor and disadvantaged in Ukraine, particularly children. And I'll be bringing back some reports of lives transformed due to Canadian generosity and Ukrainian ingenuity, resourcefulness, and vision. Meanwhile, there's a link to Heart at the Náš hlas website, www.nashholas.com. Please visit us there and find out more about Heart, and also consider sponsoring a child in Ukraine. Meanwhile, I hope you'll enjoy this special summer program of Náš hlas.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Ukrainians love their sweets, and their variety of sweets reflects our great fondness for desserts. Walnuts and honey are two very popular ingredients in Ukrainian baking. The following recipe for walnut and honey cookies is a good example. Because Ukrainians had an extensive bee culture from the earliest of times, when sugar was not known, stimulated the use of honey in baking. As a result, Ukrainians have a lot of recipes for cakes, cookies, and other pastries that use honey. Get your pens ready for walnut and honey cookies. You'll need the following ingredients: 1 cup butter, 1 cup brown sugar, 1 cup liquid honey, 1 egg, slightly beaten, 4 cups flour, sifted, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1 pinch of salt, and 1.5 to 2 cups walnuts chopped. Cream the butter and sugar until light and fluffy. Stir in the honey and egg, sift the flour with the other dry ingredients, and mix into the honey mixture. Add the nuts. Drop from a teaspoon onto a greased or lined baking sheet. Put the sheet on the middle rack and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for about 15 minutes. Watch so not to burn. Remember, all ovens are different. Cool and store in an airtight container, and be sure to allow those to ripen for a few days before you devour them. This is important, and remember, honeybees are the only insect that produce food for humans. Treat your taste buds. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Up next, a conversation with Brian Cherwick, a musicologist, musician, and all-round music expert. Formerly with the University of Alberta, he is now at Memorial University in Newfoundland.
You formed a group called Cubasonics that, you know, a lot of our listeners will be familiar with because it gets a lot of airplay on Nash Holos. And you've got, what, 4 CDs out now. And I remember your first CD that you came out called Myaso, which for the Ukrainian impaired means meat. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I didn't know anything. You had just started the group. This was, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. And I was at some festival. And I met a fellow by the name of Danny Evanishin, who lives in Summerland, B.C. You may be familiar.
Oh, yeah, I know Danny, yes.
Okay, I think most people in the community know Danny, and he's sort of semi-retired. But he was a collector of folk tales for the longest time, and he was a dancer and just kind of an all-round Ukrainian character. And mm-hmm. So we were at this festival. I met up with him, and he was saying, here's a really great CD, Cubasonics. Well, that's an interesting name. Yeah, they're from Edmonton. He says they're really funny. He said their CD is called Myaso, and they go on stage, they dress up as butchers, and they throw rings of Cubasao to the audience. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, that's an interesting shtick. They sound totally nuts. But you did that, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
All right, now, as we mentioned, we spend a hard day at the meatpacking plant today. And Jay brought along one of the examples of our handiwork.
There you go. This is the finest Cubasao in the land. Duffin Meat Processors provided us with this lovely, tasty, and oh-so-garlicky ring. Jay has been practicing for some 10 weeks now. He's been holding a shot put at arm's length all day long to strengthen his muscles for throwing Cubasao. Now, all of the eligible bachelors and young women in the crowd.
See, all these young ladies are coming up because they've seen this before. And they know the story. The young lady that catches the Cubasao. Wait, no, we won't go into that.
The young girls are looking to catch some meat, I think.
All right. Jay, are you ready? Drum roll, please.
Oh-ho! Eat it all in one bite. That's the best way.
Now, explain the tradition, the ritual of sausage to listeners who may not understand.
Well, I'm Kubasai. It's the, again, the Western Canadian pronunciation of the word kolbasa, which is the Ukrainian word for sausage. And when we were putting the group together and trying to think of a name, I wanted to find some word that would be Ukrainian sounding, but it would be familiar to anybody, including non-Ukrainians. And if
can
you
be
walk,
tricky.
Well, it can be. Well, sure, because I mean, I thought, look, you know, many of our Ukrainian name, Ukrainian bands, and lots of them are really great bands. Certainly, I'm talking about the more recent ones. You know, they try and pick some artistic sounding Ukrainian name, but it usually has 5 consonants in a row, and
yeah.
You know, my English speaking neighbors next door couldn't pronounce half of those names. And so, I mean, I thought, first of all, what are the stereotypes that all non-Ukrainians think about Ukrainians? And you know, one of them is that we you know, like to have fun, and we eat a lot, we have great food, and you know, if you walk into any supermarket anywhere on the prairies, you can go to the meat section and find Ukrainian style kubasa, or kubasa, they often call it. So,
mm-hmm.
So I purposely use the word spelled incorrectly, and anytime I go to Ukraine, they give me the gears about it, saying, you know, it's supposed to be kolbasa, you know. And even we played at a couple festivals in Ukraine, and they had to change their name to kolbasa, you know, because they didn't,
so Ukrainian.
They didn't like the fact that it was wrong, but I'm saying it's wrong on purpose. So anyways, it was wrong on purpose, and then we mixed sonic, you know, coming from the idea that this idea of sound, and so it's, and again, when non-Ukrainians hear that name, especially lots of musicians that are from the prairies, they say, ooh, that's an interesting name, like they like the sound of it, and right away they know it's going to be something like strange and probably something to do with, you know, Eastern European sound of some sort. So,
yeah.
You know, also I always liked, you know, when bands kind of took an extra step and didn't just, you know, come up on stage wearing the same clothes that they, you know, drove in their car in, and you know, like it seemed to me like you want to put on a show for the audience besides just playing your music, because otherwise they can just stay at home and listen to your CD.
Right.
I mean, that meat tossing thing started as a bit of a joke, but then people that had seen us before kept asking, well, are you going to do that again? And so, you know, we ended up doing it a number of times. And it was actually interesting, too, because when we came to a place, I often would try and find the local meat shop and see if they would donate us some meat. And, you know, so we could say, okay, this is from your local guys, and here's how it flies, I guess. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Then we ended up building, we built this thing that was like another year at DOF, and we built a device so that we could not just throw, but we could actually shoot kubasa like quite a bit farther. It's made out of surgical tubing and a large lady's bra that we bought at the shop downtown DOF. Yeah.
So. You are totally nuts.
Уважа, увага, can I have your attention, please? Прошу. Okay, I'm sure you all agree we had a beautiful meal, and so we'd like to bring the ladies out to the kitchen. Let's have a big hand for the ladies from the kitchen there. Come on out, ladies, come on out. That's great, thank you, ladies. Okay, and now one of the boys that was working by the barbecue is going to sing a song for us. Okay, take it away, Paul.
Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, mama. Up, 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 up. Summer hunker, put some in cup. Up, 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 up.
up, 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 up. Come up and dance, and when you wish, you could eat one pickled fish, maybe cabbage roll, pierogi, kielbasa, maybe bowl of borscht and polka. Zakuta polka, she's very fine. Sometimes we dance, sometimes we dine, sometimes we drink too much wine. But Zakuska's good any time. Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, mama. Up, 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 up. Samahanka, put some in cup. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Much wine, but Zakuska's good any time. Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, mama. Up, 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 up. Samahanka, put some in cup. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Zakuska!
Yes, so that told about all the tasty snacks. You make sure you go up and check the booths up at the top. My favorite one is the Studenats on a Stick. They have it somewhere in booth number 25. It's very tasty.
It's on a hot day like this, you have to eat it real quick.
How did the Cubasonics come together? Because I know it's sort of on hold now since you're in Newfoundland now and everybody else is still in Edmonton. But presumably, you know, you're still in contact and hopefully you're going to get back together if you are ever going to get back to the Western Canada.
Yes. Well, I mean, we will at some point, yeah. We've kind of, like all bands, kind of had a bit of an evolution. It started out that, I was kind of playing things by myself with my kind of collection of unusual instruments, and people would often ask me to come to community events and do some stuff. And I was invited once to come to an event that the Alberta Ukrainian Dance Association used to organize, an event called Hopak in the Park, mm-hmm. and it was held at the big amphitheater in Edmonton, and it was mostly a dance event, but they wanted a couple of things to break up, you know, the program in between lots of dancing. And so one of the organizers asked if I would come and you know, play a little bit by myself. And it just so happened at the time that my brother was living with me in Edmonton, and he's actually a drummer as well. And so I said, well, what would you think if I brought a whole group instead of just me? So, you know, it would make things sound a little bit more interesting. They said, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead if you like. And, you know, from there, I kind of collected together a couple of other people that joined with us then. And we weren't really expecting to be a band that was going to keep going and going. But the first show went so well, and people came up to us right after that and said, well, where do we buy your CD? And, don't have one yet, but so we kind of quickly started working on one after that, and sometimes by luck and sometimes by, you know, a little bit of imagination, we got to play in a lot of places where most Ukrainian bands never played. And, you know, lots of the, some of the, you know, clubs in Edmonton and some other cities, and what we call the white man festivals, meaning not Ukrainian festivals.
And the Kubasonics were well received there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. One of the first non-Ukrainian festivals that we played at, it's called the North Country Fair. It's held north of Edmonton, and it's mostly like sort of indie rock groups and folk groups and things like that. And the time we were supposed to play on a Saturday night show, and like we were late on the bill, like at 11 o'clock on Saturday night or something like that. And it had rained most of the day, so it's held out in a big field, and that field was mostly mud. And as soon as we started playing, like everybody was jumping in that mud, and they were like sliding in the mud and whatever. They didn't really care that it was mud. They were just jumping and cheering.
That's what the music does to you. It just, yeah. It's like magic, isn't it?
I also found for lots of people that aren't Ukrainians in Western Canada, Ukrainian music is their music. You know, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I've a couple of great examples are, you know, some of the Ukrainian radio shows that were broadcast out of, say, for example, out of Edmonton, out of Winnipeg, out of Dauphin. You know, it's not just Ukrainian people that are listening to those shows. It was pretty much anybody in that neighborhood. I was at a conference once, and I met an Aboriginal lady, and she said to me, she was from someplace in northern Alberta, and she said, until she went to school, she thought Ukrainian music was what music was, because that was the only music she had ever heard. It's for those people that are from the prairies, especially from the small towns and from the, you know, rural farming areas of the prairies, that music is part of their, you know, their lifeblood, I guess, or something. And I find that when I play that music for people that aren't from there, it's more often non-Ukrainians that like it, more so than urban Ukrainians or Ukrainians from Ukraine.
Bingo. Yes, absolutely. And that's what I find on my show, Brian.
Well, yeah. I think what they do is they get past, I think, you know, other Ukrainians, I mean, everybody's like that. You kind of have a stereotype of what you think the music should be. And so when you know, someone that's from a city in Ukraine, they have a whole lot of other musical influences. And you know, they're hearing a lot of things. And this music maybe sounds a little bit primitive, or maybe the language sounds, certainly the language sounds funny to them all the time. And for non-Ukrainian listeners, they're listening to the style. And for them, it's interesting. And if they don't understand all the words, like the sounds of the language are interesting. The way that it's played is interesting. They certainly like the feel to all the music, and they can get past maybe some of the nitpicky things. But I mean, I must admit there are a lot of people, and I find it's you know, again, it's people that are wanting to take a step back and look at what the good parts of our music are, because we have quite a few people that I've met from Ukraine that really, really like this music. They like hearing the, you know, how people have played with the language, for example, you know, putting English words sometimes where Ukrainian words should be, and
half the appeal, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, and some
you do.
Some, yeah, but some, you know, some people look down on that, and other people look at it and say, okay, well, this is an interesting kind of evolution, I guess. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
А я фармарую, ходобу пекаю, як на нім дороблю, їду до Гаваїв. Кажуть, у Гаваї є файні кілки, ходять всі в бікіні, спіднички з трави. Прода парусні рію, та й не роші маю, купив собі тикет, їду до Гаваїв. Сів на аеропляна, їду до Гаваїв, свою господарку дома я лишаю. Зліз я з аеропляна, сонечко гріє, як їм роздивився, серце не
have a really interesting round, well-rounded mix of musical styles. I've done these rip-roaring colomecas, traditional stuff like the Trambulyanka and Lviv polka, and then you do, you know, some fluty stuff like you mentioned, and you do old, really old stuff like that, you know, I remember from when I was a little kid going to country weddings, and you know, the old orchestra, the cymbal and fiddle kind of sound. Mm-hmm. And then you do original compositions, you do country and, you know, bluegrass kind of stuff. And you've got 4 CDs out and you write a lot of your own songs.
We started doing that, yeah. On our first, the first CD was mostly traditional music and, you know, a few other things that we kind of made adaptions of. But then after that, one of my motivations was to make music that would be accessible to all of those people who feel like they're Ukrainian, but they don't really belong in the mainstream Ukrainian community, I guess. You know, and I use a couple of my cousins as the best example of that, you know. And these are guys that I've known my whole life and you know, they're great, great people. But they don't speak Ukrainian because they just never did that at home. Mm-hmm. And they grew up on the farm, so they never really belonged to, I mean, they didn't do Ukrainian dancing because they were busy picking bales and whatever else they did on the farm, right?
Yeah,
and and they don't belong to any kind of like cultural or political organizations because that wasn't really part of their upbringing either. And so, you know, the professional Ukrainians would probably not count them on the, you know, if you had a checklist of what you need to be able to do to be called a good Ukrainian, they probably would fail the checklist.
I can relate to them. Yeah.
But if you ask them, what are you? They say, well, we're Ukrainians.
Yes.
And I think that their perception is valid. Mm-hmm. You know, I think being Ukrainian is something you are. It's not like, you know, you can't...
No criteria to it.
Well, of course. And so I wanted to come up with some songs that I thought that these guys could relate to. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, what is their Ukrainian experience? What do they know? And, you know, their mom was a great cook. And so they knew, like, you know, they know a little bit about some Ukrainian foods that they like. And then they could recognize, you know, maybe the odd couple of words here and there. And so I tried to make some songs that I thought would be their view of what being Ukrainian is, and it seemed to work because you know, besides those guys, a lot of other people like that, you know, those songs as well. So, and it was kind of a way to pull people in. Well, if you want to hear my you know, crazy song about making cabbage rolls, my aunt making homebrew whiskey, and many times when you hear writers, the advice that they're always given is write what you know. Well, I didn't have to make these things up. Many of them are true stories. I come from a huge family. So I always think I'm a weirdo, but there's all kinds of interesting events that have happened to my relatives. So, you know, so half of these songs wrote themselves.
There were jugs of homebrew. Well, hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Some kind of hanky-panky going on to end up with such a house full of kids. Well, old Uncle Joe, you know, he did what he could. He made all kinds of things out of metal and wood. He made a big chicken coop on the side of a hill. Those chickens was the family still. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Some kind of hanky-panky going on to end up in such a house full of kids. They got regular visits from the mounted police. When they saw the cops coming, they pulled a release that dumped the home. Fish for over a week. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Some kind of hanky-panky going on to end
kids.
Still, that belongs to my wife.
Hey, hey, Georgia Hanker.
Hey, Georgia Hanker.
Don't wanna know what you did. Hey, hey, Georgia Hanker.
Hey, Georgia Hanker.
Don't wanna know what you did. Some kind of anger that you know went on to end up in such a house full of kids. 5 minutes at 4 from the cops, you think Georgia would have hit. She just said, that ain't my still, that belongs to my kid. Now you do the math, they were sitting pretty fine. They didn't have one kid, they had 9. Hey, hey, Georgia Hanker.
Hey, hey, Georgia Hanker.
Don't wanna know what you did. Hey, hey, Georgia Hanker.
Hey, hey, Georgia Hanker.
Don't wanna know what you did. Some kind of hanky panky going on to end up in such a house full of kids. She had a Chrissy, Glenn, Keeley, Ronnie, Dougie, Davy, Karen, Dale, Tracy. She had a Chrissy, Glenn, Keeley, Ronnie, Dougie, Davy, Karen, Dale, Tracy. That sort of thing make you kind of crazy. Hey, hey, Georgia Hanker.
Hey, hey, Georgia Hanker.
Don't wanna know what you did. Hey, hey, Georgia Hanker.
Hey, hey, Georgia Hanker.
Don't wanna know what you did. Some kind of hanky-panky going on to end up in such a house full of kids.
Wonderful the way you do that. Myself and many other people that I know of Ukrainian background, especially from the prairies, tend to lock up those wonderful, hilarious memories. We kind of look back at them as with a kind of embarrassment, and you don't want to tell anybody because they'll think I'm really stupid. But you have, you know what I'm talking about, right? But you unlock them, and you wrote the story about your aunt, the homebrew thing. I mean, and I've got a story about an uncle who brewed the stuff on his farm and actually served a jail term because one of my other uncles, an in-law, they were having a feud, and he turned them into the cops. So, so now those cousins, I don't know, I'm in touch with some of them and not with others, but the two families aren't talking to each other because they've carried that down the generations, and there's this huge rift now in the family. And, we were all, great friends when we were little kids, and that kind of thing. So you, those are locked up, and you try to forget about them and move on. You find a way of sharing them, and then everybody that has those memories locked up can go back and can reconnect with themselves and not feel compelled that they have to share their stories, but they connect because you tell the story and they've got a story just like that in their background. It kind of, it sets you free. It just, liberates you somehow. It's a wonderful gift you have.
Well, I'm glad. I have never actually heard anybody describe those songs in that way. So thank you very much for that. Mostly people say, oh, that was funny, or we enjoyed it. Or the best kind of backhanded comment or compliment I ever got was, it's actually been a couple years now. I think, in fact, today is like 4 years since my grandmother passed away. And one of my brothers is a priest. And so he officiated at my grandmother's funeral. And besides all this other music, I also sing in church. So at the various churches that I've attended, I've often been a jock, you know, the cantor, singing all the responses in the church. And so for my grandmother's funeral, I sang all of the responses for the funeral service. And at the lunch after her funeral, you know, I was standing in the line, buffet line, you know, to get my sandwich or whatever. And a couple older ladies were standing behind me in the line, and they said, oh, you did such a nice job singing today. I said, oh, thank you. He said, we only heard you singing that stupid music before.
It's too funny. This wonderful thing called Coob's Commentary with the big beat music.
And I
wish you would do that with all of them, because I discovered this and I thought, what the heck is this? It was an MP3 on track. So I burned it, and then next time I was out, I listened to music driving a lot. I listen to a lot of my Ukrainian music. And so I'm listening to this, just about drove off the road when you told a story about your aunt brewing home brew. And every single story you told, I knew, except the one that really, that was hilarious, was the one about Nix Kubasa. I thought that was so clever. Because I could, what is Nick? Who? I wonder who Nick is. Like, is that, do you think, maybe that's my uncle Nick he's writing about? But no, he did homebrew. He didn't though, Kubasa. What is this Nick? And then I listened to the Coob's Commentary, and you explained that was a way to get the name into your song.
Hi, this is Brian Cherwick of the Kubasonics. And thanks for buying our CD. And we'd like to welcome you to this bit of a director's commentary. Our first song on this CD is called Nix Kubasa. And we started out with this song because I was trying to think of a way to put the name of our band into a song. And I always kind of liked it when you heard other bands or artists who had their name in a song, Hey Bo Diddley or something like that. So we were kind of thinking of trying to, how do you could put Cubasonics into a song. And we kept saying Cubasonics, 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 Cubason. Figured out, hey, we could make a song about a guy making Cubasa. So that's really how the whole thing came together. It was partly that, partly this, the sound of the tune also came from thinking of these old kind of Western twangy guitar things like the solo in Ghost Riders in the Sky. And so in between the verses, you hear Jay playing that sort of twangy Telecaster solo. And that was really the sound I had in my head when I first started coming up with the tune for this song, Nix Cubasa.
We played that song probably for about 4 months. Like, we had been playing at shows and whatever for about 4 months, and until one night as we were playing it, our fiddle player started laughing, like laughing hilariously, saying, "What's it? I just got it. It's Cubason." We've been singing that song for months and thinking the same thing as you. Like, all right, Brian wrote another stupid song, whatever, right?
Oh, that's a hoot. Yeah. Well, thanks for all that, so much for taking the time to share all this great information, and really look forward to talking to you again.
Great. Well, thanks again.
Came from Rosa, from a farmer. on the road they go. Any town with two Ukrainians, they stop and do their show. They made 18 record albums and they broadened their appeal, sang half in English, half Ukrainian, half in appeal. Straight. Here's a rumor that persists. Modest sold a lot of drugs. Well, he was a licensed pharmacist. Modest and Alicia, traveling the land. Played Ukrainian country western music with their band. Made lots of records, made lots of money. Better known as Mickey and Bunny.
Це наші полі від Галіфакс до другого моря. Це наша земля, це наші полі. Це є наш новий край. Як я приїхав до цього краю і видів горе, лісе і море. Тут була пуща і файне полі. Це є наш новий край. This land is your land, this land is my land. From Buena Vista to Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters, this land is made you and me. Це наша земля, це наші полі, від Галіфакс до другого моря. Це наша земля, це наші полі, це є наш новий край, це є наш новий край, це є наш новий край.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Do visit us there. Take our survey, join our mailing list, and find out how you can sponsor a child in Ukraine. As well, you can check out the audio archives of news stories, recipes, interviews, and the program podcast. As well, please visit our Facebook fan page and like us there. I hope you enjoyed this special summer broadcast of Nash Holos, and do join me again next week. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks for listening, and dobranich!